Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, JoJo Morrissey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Peete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peete moves to third. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pete scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak is 0-for-1 in the game. Vozmak takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Vozmak moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vozmak scores. Pitlock moves to third. Hughes moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jackie Hayes now playing second base. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blyaholder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Hughes scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrissey hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Trotsky moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Trotsky scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Red Evans now pitching. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blaeholder hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Blaeholder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Galatzer moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky is walked intentionally. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. Hale scores. Trotsky moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Vosmek scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 11-2, Indians. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 11-3, Indians. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Sewell moves to second. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock fires to first and picks off Morrissey. Two outs. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Merv Shea now catching. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is called out on strikes. Two outs. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrissey hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.